Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The combination's back in the house. Andy?
Well, that, you know.
Kyle Trask.
We can't.
He's been signed to the practice squad. Maybe he threw, well, he caught everything. Kyle caught everything he threw to him.
Last time Florida beat Georgia, right? Was those two guys?
Yeah.
It's a while ago now.
Yeah, man.
COVID.
Yeah, but that was a game. Who was that? Lewisine split Kyle ass in two?
Yeah. They both got broken.
You remember that?
I think Lewisine missed a month after that. He broke his own face.
Broke his face or something. Yeah.
Cool. Oh, Lewisine. What happened to him?
Remember
he was a first-round draft pick, wasn't he?
But you remember he had that ankle injury early in his career.
In Minnesota.
Right? And just could never get back.
Dang it. Yeah, I thought he was going to be awesome.
Because he was.
And he was going to be awesome.
Yeah, man.
If he could have stayed healthy. Yeah,
he just couldn't come back from
it. What an under-talked-about great player from those Georgia teams.
He was so damn good.
Like, obviously, there's a million of them, but we focus so much on the guys on the D-line. Yeah, man. Wow. Okay, so cool. There you go. Is that good news?
I mean, it's already a freaking disaster.
Yeah.
What's after a disaster Kyle Trask got to play?
Oh, wow. Oh, man, I don't know.
All right, let's not think about it.
No, we don't need a word for
that. Yeah, think about
that. I think a lot of the words for that you can't say on broadcast radio.
No.
I'll say this. The one good thing that happened today was we got the Michael Penix news during a commercial break. Because I think I would have cussed on that.
Yeah.
Radio. And again, we pretty much already knew that's what was going to happen, but the official report came out from all the NFL bigwig insiders that Michael's going to need reconstructive surgery on his knee, on his ACL, and he's going to be out for longer than just the four games. And again, I think we probably knew that when you go get a second opinion. Normally, that's the way that it goes, but you don't know it till you know it. And I was trying to lie to myself. So when the fact was presented, I didn't like that fact very much. So that's where we sit. Kyle Trask, baby. Come on down.
Well, he's part squad. Either sticks back up still.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, either way.
Either way.
Either way.
Either way, it is what it is.
And you know what it is? Just like we said in the first hour,
what's that?
It sucks.
It sucks. It's a cluster.
It is what it is.
It's a cluster. You know what? Mm-hmm. But this is the hand that the Falcons are dealt, and you gotta go play it. You gotta go play it. You gotta play it because there's no
the bad hand.
It is. I'm talking about it. You going bored. All right, if it's spades, all right, you ain't got a possible. Well, you got a possible because you could possibly win this
mathematically.
Game. You could possibly win.
You're still alive.
Yeah, but you ain't running no Boston or nothing. You might got two of the possible. All right, I mean, you got the big Joker, the big Joker, the Jack of Spades, and Ace of Diamonds, but a whole lot of diamonds. So you might be able to get that diamond to get you a book.
Okay,
you know what I mean? Like, so yeah, you're screwed.
You're screwed.
Yeah, you're screwed. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Long story short.
Yeah, you're screwed.
Long story short. All right. Well, cool. We'll talk some college football in about 15 minutes.
Yeah,
college football corner.
Let's hear we get there.
Yeah, man. Because, like, you know, who we kind of did the open segment at 11, did a little NBA, did a little, I don't know, kind of walked down a different science path.
Here's how I was going to the World Cup.
Got back to, okay, that's great.
Here's how I was going to work up.
Awesome. Yeah. We'll talk some college football coming up in 15 minutes, and then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40. I do think a couple weeks from now, we will be broadcasting from Fideau in Buckhead when we get the World Cup draw.
We'll
be broadcasted during the World Cup draw. That'll be really fun.
Me and you?
Yeah. A couple Fridays from now, we'll be at Fideau in Buckhead.
Nice.
And we'll find out, you know, all the groups and who's playing where and all that kind of stuff. So
that's
that'll be fun.
That's going to be really cool.
It would be awesome if Curaçao played here.
Yeah. That'd be super fun. Get to see Ozzy. Ozzy get to come see his people.
Oh, yeah. Ozzy wouldn't have to travel far at all to watch him play.
What a fun place.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a fun place.
Scotland World Cup?
Yeah, dog. I mean, Haiti's in.
Okay, great.
So, I mean, yeah, it should be interesting. I didn't realize that it was this damn close to the for the drawings either.
Mm-hmm.
So that thing going to be jam-tight.
Yeah, I mean, the World Cup's right around the corner.
I know, man. I know. It's unbelievable. I wonder if they're going to finish all that stuff over there.
I don't know. They're going to try.
They're going to rush it.
I know. Because we do that show from down there. We do Wade Ford from down there every home game. They're making progress.
They're making progress.
Like, every Sunday, it's like, whoa. Look at that's new.
Right.
That crane's moved closer to us now. Yeah, it's changing really, really fast down there. Let's get to an NFL No Huddle. NFL No Huddle every single day to lead the noon hour. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We got so excited about Kyle Trask, I forgot to tell you that we're halfway to the weekend.
Yeah,
it's all downhill from here. That's good news. Here's Raheem Morris, literally from minutes ago, talking about the Michael Penix news.
I just know it's going to come up very soon. You know, that it'd be sooner rather than later. I know that it's not today. You know, he's here with us today and all those type of things. But it'll happen sooner rather than later to make sure we can get those things underway and within efforts of getting him back as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Go now. I mean, I know that
sometimes
they wait. I know I waited like a month. They wanted all the swelling to go down.
Right.
I was like, come on, man, let's just cut this thing open. Let's get going. Because a lot of times they want you to get the range of motion and all that before they go in. And, man, let's get this thing cut through. Hey, cut through the swelling. All right? Just cut through it. That's what them scalpels for. Get through there, take out the piece of the patella, and go and let's get it going, man. Let's get it going. Because the sooner you cut me, the sooner I can go get this rehab and get in this gym. Because, say it again, there's nothing lonelier than that damn rehab process. It's a long, grueling thing, and it takes its toll on you mentally. And the most mental part about it is when you get through all that and then have to play. And so we were talking earlier about it. I mean, he already has one knee brace. On the right knee. This is on the left knee. I hope Michael will come back with two knees because you didn't think he ain't run before. He damn sure ain't running now. Bro. Probably it'd be damn restricted.
He's never gonna run.
Yeah.
He's forget about running.
Yeah.
He's gonna be a pocket passer.
Yeah.
Never thought that I would miss talking about whether or not Michael Penix talks to his coaches. That was more fun than this.
Yes.
Remember that last week when there was that clip of him talking about who he talks to?
Yes.
Boy, I prefer that.
It damn sure would.
I prefer to
debunk that.
It's a great example of how with the Falcons, it can always get worse.
Yeah.
I thought that was the dumbest thing that has happened, and then this happened,
yep.
And this is way worse than that. So anyway, that's the deal. We'll spend more time talking about the Falcons and the Saints as the week goes on. What are we going to do here?
Shedeur Sanders starting. Kevin Stefanski.
Correct.
Kevin Stefanski made it official today. He's going to start for the Browns as they go out to Vegas to take on the awful Raiders. But, hell, the Browns are awful.
Also terrible, yeah.
Yeah. So, but you're going to get a chance to see two of the best pass rushers in the league beat up on quarterbacks. Miles Garrett had four damn sacks last game.
Pace for 25.
Yes, I know. I saw that this morning.
That's insane.
Yeah.
The record's still 22 and a half?
Yes.
Okay.
By Stray. Stray and Justin.
I thought TJ Watt maybe tied him or was close.
He was up there. That's okay. What I'm saying. I know.
But Strahan co-owns it.
I think it's Stray with 22 and a half. I know Justin had 22 and a half. And then I think TJ had 20.
Well, here 22. We go. You know
what is it?
We got Stray. Yeah, 22 and a half. Strahan and TJ Watt.
Okay.
And then Jared Allen, Mark Gastineau, and Justin Houston.
Justin had 22. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, that 22 and a half has stood for 25 years.
Yeah, man.
And again, TJ Watt tied him a couple years ago, but seems like Miles Garrett's going to have a pretty good chance to break that.
He's going to get three this week.
Which would be really fitting. Like, he really is one of those guys.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
like
yes,
he is one of the greatest pass rushers in the history of the NFL.
He is.
Not to say that anybody who's up there doesn't deserve to be. Of course they do. In order to have a season like that, you have to be incredible.
Right.
But it's always nice when an all-time record is also held by an all-time great.
Yes.
What?
Never mind. Because I played against a dude. He was a freaking beast.
Who?
Oh, Stray. But oh. Yeah, but you remember a lot of people had a problem.
Well, I remember the final one.
Yeah.
But the other 21 and a half were pretty
They were
good.
Great, but the final one was that. You know, we got the record with that.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people had a problem with that crap.
Well, okay. Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
But I didn't play against Stray, and that's a day. Whew.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah,
he was incredible.
A bad dude.
And now he's really good on TV.
He really,
really
is.
Really good second career.
He really, really is.
But no, I hope that – here's my hope for Shedeur Sanders' start. First of all, I hope he doesn't play bad, because if he does, that's all anybody's going to talk about, and it's going to suck.
Yes.
But also, if he plays incredible, I feel like that might be a little bit too far also. Like, if he goes out and just shreds the Raiders up, people are going to be over their skis.
Yeah, man.
Just give me a professional, like, two touchdown, 245 yards passing.
But he's still a fifth-round rookie.
Just keep the operation moving.
He's a fifth-round rookie.
Exactly. Just look like a professional.
I just want to play well. I know he's going through something. Somebody broke in his damn house.
God, they keep doing that.
They broke in his house because they know where he was going to be at. Now, so $200,000, like, $200,000, that's usually a house. You know, but you got $200,000 worth of. I'm sure he wear a lot of jewelry.
Have to be jewelry, right?
And he carried them purses that men try to
jewelry and purses.
He carries
it would have to be.
He carries them purses that men nowadays try to cast off as bags.
Right.
It's a handbag. No, dog, it's a purse. All right, that's a pocketbook.
Those are synonyms.
It's a pocketbook. Yeah,
it's a purse.
I don't give a damn if it is a lurking or whatever the thing is called.
Doesn't matter
it's
if it costs.
It's a purse. All right, my mama.
What does something like that go for?
I don't know. Probably about $7,000-$8,000.
Jeez.
For you to look care a woman's pocketbook, I don't care. Oversized bag, you know what? And
that used to fit more jewelry in.
Yeah, and then you know they put it in the crease of their arm like your grandma used to do. How she's on a pocketbook at church, so it's a pocketbook. I don't care how much it costs. But
what's the one that everybody wears kind of across the front, like like diagonally?
I care on vacation.
What is that?
I don't know. It's like a satchel.
Oh, is that okay?
Yeah, I carry.
I see people with those a lot.
Yeah, only time I carry it is when we're on vacation. Okay. That's the only time. So I have my passport.
So
and wallet.
You get an international pass.
Yeah, I just wear that.
Got
but
it.
Like right here,
I just
like Shannon Sharp wears one.
We
all
can
the
go
time.
Downstairs right now at Colony Square and see four or five young men with the diagonal.
I think they're officially called a sling bag.
A sling.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever. But it's unfortunate. Like I said, somebody breaks into your house, like when they know you're not there. Like, I remember when my home got broken into in Florida when I was playing for the Rams.
Yeah.
And it was the worst feeling in the damn world because I can't do nothing about it, you know? And so, you can't have all the policemen troll every athlete's house.
Right.
But you got to figure something out because he got the seduced on surveillance in his house.
Okay, and so hopefully they catch him.
Yeah, hopefully they catch him because they're going to try to pawn him.
That's my thing is, like, if you have $200,000 worth of jewelry, seems hard to sell.
Yeah, that's what you would think, right?
Because most people that have it aren't just trying to flip it.
You would think, right?
You know?
You would think.
I wouldn't know what to do. If I was trying to do that, I wouldn't know what to do.
It's a $20,000 neck piece, right? Give me $1,000 for it. That's all you want?
Oh, that's awful.
That's all you want?
By the way, I watched some of that documentary you were talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, man.
It was way worse than you even described.
Dude,
I had to turn it off.
I go through Clayton County whenever I'm going to Mama House, right, down 75.
Take the other way.
I'm going the other way.
Yeah, go the other way.
Because they had guys with DUIs in there. I mean, not DUIs, but like, yeah.
No, that was what
I don't drink and drive anyways.
That was my fear, though. Was like there was people in there that had no business being in that level of jail.
I made sure all my tickets are paid off. Well, what if one of them got through the system?
I know.
And I'm going to Mama House, like I get pulled over, and I got to go in there with them.
And somebody gets stabbed every day.
Me getting shanked. I told you, man, I ain't getting shanked for no damn honey buns.
Noodles. What's that guy doing, by the way? The documentary guy trying to go live in there.
What's
his deal?
Because he's a damn dummy.
Yeah,
he's a damn dummy. You know what? It's not that bad. I'll stay here.
Here's what I'll do. Let me go not be arrested, not be incarcerated, but go spend some time in prison.
Big ass. Dummy. Hey, join 99 The Game and Bud Light for a Falcon Saints watch party Sunday at 4 p.m. at $3 Cafe on Regency Plaza Boulevard over way down in McDonald. We're coming to the south side.
Careful. Don't drive through. Don't drive
watch
by the prison.
Watch the Falcons battle of the Saints with my man Abe Gordon, Fred of the Falcon, the cheer team, compete in Bud Light football toss and win all-inclusive trip to Las Vegas for two if compete for Super Bowl ticket. That's pretty cool right there.
Yeah. But, I would encourage people to watch
great specials on Bud Light.
Pretty good.
Must be 21. Oh, yeah, dog.
They got to do something about that, though.
It's good, but man.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to go to jail.
Nope. Stay free. That's the message of the week. Stay free. We'll come back and talk some college football after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Bye.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
for cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
15 minutes away from the back page with Bo. Hump day, noon hour. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get into a college football corner in just a couple of minutes, as well as the weekly rankings show broadcast last night. So you've got a slight shuffle in some of these rankings. Some big games coming up this weekend as well. We'll get back to the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour, which is the official news that Michael Penix is going to have surgery on that knee. And is going to be out for quite a while, certainly for the remainder of the season. No, you know, who knows after that. But, the worst case scenario as far as the knee injury for Penix, it's an ACL surgery. It'll be his third ACL surgery. It is the other knee. Yeah. But, that's the news of the day today. We'll get back to that in the 1 o'clock
hour. It's so funny because Bo's in the back page, you used to talk about Cam Scataboo at the wrestling thing, right? And I didn't see. I saw the clip this morning. I was like, okay, that's fine. But then he gets involved with the wrestlers. And I'm just like, okay. WWE, when I played for the Dolphins, invited us down. And me and my teammates, we sat exactly in the same area where they said we were front row. They put us on the big screen. Wrestlers walked by. But then nobody talked trash to us, because none of us wanted to be on wrestling.
Right.
You know, we were just chilling, having a good old time. Good old. I look so weird too. Got real young. I used to wear the two earrings. And, somebody sent me a picture.
Like hoop earrings or
no? I had the studs in. Okay, yeah. But yeah, I look so weird. I was so young. My beard wasn't connected yet or nothing.
Right, like real thin face.
Real thin face.
That's what it always is. When you're like, wow, I was way skinnier.
Thin face. Yeah. But so I'm looking and I'm like, okay, because I saw his statement act like wasn't a big. It's not that it's a big deal. It's like, why are you like having a good time? I understand you're depressed about your leg. I get it. Football taken away from you. But getting pushed by wrestlers while you got a broken leg ain't a good look. All right. I understand you've grown and people are like, well, he can't have fun. Well, he runs in front of three. He gets tackled by 300-pound men. He gets paid to do that. That's his job.
And that's also why he can't do it right
now. Yeah.
Because he's hurt.
His job. But then I saw the Abdul dude there. And we were just talking about him falling asleep in the facility.
Abdul Carter.
Yeah. Like, remember a long time ago when one of my favorite first phrases when we were together was don't know how to chill, like no self-awareness.
Yeah.
Like, y'all going through all this and yet you just won't stay out of the spotlight. Mm-hmm. Just like,
yeah. like the week that you get in trouble with the team for sleeping through something or whatever.
Yeah.
Like maybe you just decline the offer to go to the wrestling.
And,
you know?
No, I'm going. They ain't gonna tell me what to do.
Sure.
Like
maybe lay low for
maybe
a while.
Maybe lay low. You know
get
what I mean?
A sack or two.
Get a sack or two. Yeah. Then we can get
and
back
then we
out.
Can start hanging
then
out.
Then we get back out there. Yeah.
But like don't have the last thing you do be I slept through a meeting.
You know what, I mean?
Know what I mean? And then we go to wrestling.
I know the phrase, ain't nobody gonna put baby in the corner. I get it. I get it. Don't nobody put baby in the corner.
Yeah, but baby needs to put baby in the corner.
You know what
sometimes.
I mean? Sometimes you know? Baby needs to sit her ass down, all right?
Go sit in the corner.
You know
corner.
What I mean? Just that's all I'm saying. Like, damn, I just don't care, huh? I'm gonna be out there. All right.
No, we are in we've said it a lot of times. I mean, one of the chief, if we had like the 10 commandments of the midday show, one of them might even be number one is have some self-awareness.
Just a little
have
bit.
A little self-awareness.
Just a little bit.
But we live in a post-embarrassment, post-self-awareness society. People don't care.
I guess.
There is no shame whatsoever. Shame left.
Like a long time.
I don't know where.
Shame went out with Instagram.
Yeah, when Instagram changed its logo.
Yeah, it went out with Instagram,
Shame caught the first train for the coast.
Damn.
So we're out.
Damn.
All right, let's get to a college football corner. Smyrna. All right, let's hear how the announcement was made last night on the college football playoff ranking show.
At number four, this is going to be Georgia. Georgia seems like it's playing its best ball. They really put a spanking on Texas.
They really did. And for 2 weeks in a row now, they've played four quarters. There was a concern about the way they started games. 2 weeks in a row, really good early.
Yeah, that's right. Georgia is playing their best football at the right time of the year. Offense has been pretty damn good the whole time. I think people are noticing more now because the defense is playing better and they're winning by bigger margins.
Yeah.
But, I mean, some of these numbers, like the fourth quarter stats of Gunnar Stockton against ranked teams, outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
He's like 23 at 26, six touchdowns.
And
it's just like,
he's been good.
Yeah, he's been better
he's been
than good.
Great. He's been
like,
great.
He's been really, really good.
Yeah.
And better than almost every like quarterback that came into the season with all the hype.
Yeah.
Better
I mean,
than Arch.
Yeah,
better
that's
than
the crazy
Nussmeier,
thing about it was.
Better than Carson Beck,
we were just
which
talking,
is a big deal.
Me and you were just talking because I was telling you that Nussmeier is going to be out this week.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I mean, that was the crazy thing. He's coming in. You remember the big deal? He was coming back for his senior year, last year, everything like that. And it just hasn't been there. We already know what's going on with Arch. It's gotten better, but you know, the hype of that guy coming in. Who knew Mendoza was going to do this?
Nobody.
Nobody knew about Sands or I mean, people kind of knew Dale Powell probably was going to be good because he's.
But nobody thought.
But
they
nobody
were
thought
do
they
this.
Were going to do this.
No.
You know, and so I mean, just the one thing about how Gunner's playing is. You know, he's gotten better, Buck. And, you know, beginning of the year, the offense was moving the ball, but you needed him to be a little bit more aggressive with the football down the field. And that's the one thing that he's been doing lately. And it's been fun to watch.
So much more comfortable.
It's been fun to watch.
And they needed it for sure in a lot of those games where he made huge throws late. Now the defense is playing better, too, and I'm with him. Georgia's playing as good as anybody in the country.
Because Lil Man was telling me that Georgia got the top quarterback coming in this year, and then – in 2028, the top quarterback in America is coming to Georgia.
They, you know.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
And I told him, I was like.
They have publicly made it seem like they're going
like,
to do
that. Yeah, I was like, you know he ain't going to never play at Georgia,
it's a long
right?
time from now.
Yeah, I mean, he a freshman and already committed to Georgia. I said, you know he ain't going to never play at Georgia, right?
Yeah, he is.
If he said he was.
If he does, great, and that would be awesome.
I said, that boy ain't coming to no damn Georgia.
Well, and the kid, I forget his name, but the quarterback you're talking about from Nashville, mm-hmm. who's also interested in Vanderbilt.
He's going to Vanderbilt.
Well, he's playing it, right?
Yeah,
he's making it seem like he might go to Vanderbilt.
I think going to Vanderbilt.
Maybe he will.
I think he will.
Or maybe somebody else.
The thing about it is, he wants to play now. He ain't going to beat out Gunner.
No, he's not going to play.
Because Gunner's going to be the quarterback.
Yeah, Gunner will be the quarterback next year.
Yeah. He beat out Gunner.
So he might go to Vanderbilt or he might go to Miami.
Yeah.
Or he might go, who knows?
Yeah.
But he's making it seem like he's open.
He ain't coming to no damn Georgia.
For conversation.
Yeah, no, it
seems unlikely. Gunner Stockton's going to be the quarterback next year. All right, here's Lane Kiffin. Where's he going to be the coach next year?
That's absolutely not true. There's been no ultimatum in anything like that at all. I don't know where that came from, like a lot of stuff that comes out there. Like I said, man, we're having a blast. I love it here. I mean, our running back's sitting right over here. Come on over.
Come on over
it
here.
It just couldn't be better.
Come on,
like
get,
I said,
come on
we prayed
this
for things.
Screen.
Our fans prayed for this type of thing, and now we're in the middle of it. So enjoy it. You're 10-1.
We're
getting ready.
To.
You got a bye week. You get to watch half the country
you're
lose.
Not letting
and there's no way we can lose Saturday.
Exactly.
And then you play the Egg Bowl and go dominate that and keep that Egg Bowl trophy home where it's meant.
They're trying to
you're
enjoy
not letting
it,
them.
You're not allowing
he wasn't
them to.
On the plane. His family was on the plane.
Okay.
Yeah, his wife, his soon-to-be reconciled with wife.
It's always cool when that happens.
I love it. I love it, man.
I had an uncle marry and divorce a woman three different times.
Because the thing about it was is that he, you know, he was going through them demons and everything, and it cost him his marriage. And so for him to get back with his old lady, I like that. I'm happy for him. But, yeah, you let them enjoy it, Lane.
Yeah, you're not allowing them to enjoy it.
Because you're not. Because you won't. And right below, let me tell you something. If you want to talk about a guy whose name was Dog Crap, and he's rehab, whatever you want to call it, his reputation. He's always been a good coach, football mind. That hasn't went nowhere. But all the other stuff came with that football mind. And so, yeah, he wants to take advantage of it. I got no problem with that. But my thing is the longer that you were thinking about this, because why are you thinking about it? Because I don't think it goes to LSU. But I do think he likes Florida because he wants to be Steve Spurrier all over again. Then go. But – like trying to drag this along in this fan base.
That's the problem I have with it.
And the only problem I have with it is because it's him and he's doing this song and dance.
Yeah, I don't think I would like anybody doing it like this. Just because, you know, I'm not an Ole Miss fan, but you kind of put yourself in the shoes of like this is the best season they've had in most of the lifetimes of the people that root for that school. They're 10-1. They're the 16 ranked last night. Like, the only teams in front of them are Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, Georgia, and Texas Tech. Like, those are the only teams ranked in front of them, which would be really exciting, and it probably is still really exciting, but you don't even know if he's going to coach in the Egg Bowl. Like, he might leave.
Yep.
I don't know. If he does, like, that's – they're at There's no coming back with me. Like, I'm just going to think he's a blank head forever.
Hey, there's James Franklin at his new job.
Not that he cares about that because he'll have $100 million and he'll be coaching Florida or LSU.
You think they let James Franklin coach the bowl game?
Let James Franklin coach on Saturday.
Why not?
You know?
They play Miami?
I think they do,
Where are they playing at?
Hang on.
Because Miami need to be careful. Because, you know, new coach.
At Virginia Tech.
Oh, so the Sandman going to be coming in?
Oh, it's going to – I mean, James Franklin's going to
be there. With the he going to be on the big screen with all them recruits. Watch your ass, Miami.
Wow.
Watch your ass.
No kidding. Like, seriously, that's a real thing. Like, that's going to be a great environment on Saturday.
Hell yeah. Hey, guys, join me and Andy this Friday. We will be live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We've been enjoying all the food and drinks and scenic views as we get you ready for the big weekend of ball. Again, that's – tomorrow's not Friday. Tomorrow's Thursday. That's Friday, 11 to 2, Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Me and Andy going to be up in now.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back. Back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 20.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour, the Michael Penix news. Mark Schlereth going to join us. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Obviously, we'll get his thoughts on what's going on with the Falcons. Probably like a big picture thought with him, just about where they are through 10 games and all that, and what happens next. And then the AMA is an hour from right now as well.
They need to fix the lighting in that office.
What do you mean? What office?
James Franklin.
Oh, his new Virginia Tech office.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe, he's doing his interview right now on TV.
Yeah, yeah. James had a little bit more tint.
Up there in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know if he got makeup on or whatever.
Maybe he's a little Sammy Sosa treatment.
Some concealer. I think that's what they call it. Some concealer on him or something. But yeah, James.
He's looking.
Yeah, James looking real.
Looking more me than you.
He looks like more.
Andy than Randy.
He looks like undercooked chicken.
He does. And that's crazy. He's got like a white dress shirt on too. So normally that'll kind of
bring out.
Yeah, no.
He looks like some undercooked chicken.
He's just been inside, I guess.
I guess like hiding out,
it's
depressed.
It's fall.
Hiding out, depressed or something.
Maybe it hasn't been as sunny up there. Like, it's been a nice sunny fall.
Blacksburg. Does the sun ever shine there?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know anything about.
You're making me uncomfortable. Like I don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you, James.
Thanks, James.
I've never been to Blacksburg, Virginia. There's so many random college towns I just would love to go to a game at. That's definitely on the list. I would love to see a game there. And this weekend's going to be best.
Miami coming to town.
One. Yeah, man.
The new James, you guys were talking about, like, he's been on the phone recruiting his ass off.
Oh, yeah. And he's going to have people there.
He's going to have a whole bunch. The new Virginia Tech. Mm-hmm. And then that's come on, man. That's still one of the best entrances in the world.
Yep.
Now, it's taking a long damn time to get to the stadium. That's a long-ass walk.
But it's got to be worth it. Fun for it's them because that's the only thing that anyone said about Virginia Tech football for years.
Yes.
Well, Enter Sandman's cool.
Yeah.
What else? Who's their quarterback? I don't know. They're terrible.
Miami's lucky.
Enter Sandman's badass. That's even worse for
Miami.
Noon
game on the road for
Miami. Yeah, all the whining Miami's doing about being ranked behind Notre Dame might be over on
Carson
Saturday.
Carson don't do well in these environments.
Hostile ones?
Yeah.
And if you look, man, no offense, but like if you can't rise to Virginia Tech at noon, like he's been in bigger ones
he's
than
been
that.
In bigger games.
Like you'd have to
been
think.
He's been in bigger games.
Yeah, you're right. The bright lights seem to bother him. But no, you're right. James is looking, I don't know. Hit the tanning bed.
It could be the lighting.
It might be.
It could be the lighting.
Or maybe it's intentional.
It could be the lighting.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't either. Yeah. All right, let's get to the back page.
Let me put some blush or some rouge on.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Y'all already mentioned how Ja'Marr Chase gets suspended for a game. He is appealing it for whatever reason. I guess maybe he hasn't seen the tape of himself.
You're spitting on him.
Look, I'm a huge Ja'Marr Chase fan. Product of Louisiana, LSU Tiger. But come on, man.
Did you say probably?
Product.
Oh, okay, product.
Product. Because he was actually probably. Born and raised in Louisiana.
Got it. I missed it. I thought you said probably. I was like, I think that's it.
Dude. Oh, yeah, he's definitely.
Yeah, man.
I'm just glad that Mike Tomlin is like this. Now, I would assume, but I don't know that every coach in the NFL, like, you don't want to hit somebody, but.
I have no message if someone spits in your face. Do what comes natural.
Yeah. That's how you should act.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Should say. Yeah.
He gives the best answers of any coach in the NFL. No matter what the question
And he's
is.
Absolutely correct.
And he's right about that. Yeah.
I'm like you, but I love me some Ja'Marr Chase. And I'm not going to be one of those dumbasses who always say, oh, no, it's all respect for you. I ain't going to say all that. But this is that was some punk ass stuff he did.
Oh, 100%.
This was some punk ass stuff he did.
And you should expect if you spit in somebody's face to get punched back in the face.
Do what comes natural.
I'm actually, after thinking about that, I'm kind of surprised that Dak was able to not punched him out. The person spit in his face is much bigger than he was.
Good company, man.
At the beginning of the game, too, not at the end.
Company, man.
I'm convinced Dak didn't see it.
There's no way in hell Dak ain't see that man.
Yeah, that's chest. My thing.
There's
yeah.
no hit him.
In, there's no way in hell Dak didn't see that man spit on him. There's no way in hell. Dak saw that man spit right on you, and you just said, pointing at him like, he spit on me. Sorry.
Maybe that's what came natural.
Company man.
Could be.
Company man.
Could be. So just spend a little bit of time talking about Scat going to a Monday Night Raw. So
did you just call that man Scat?
That's
what's going on here with you and him?
Y'all like what? Boys?
You and Cam Scataboo.
Hey, what? Man.
Okay.
Y'all like partners? Call him Scat?
Scat.
What is that, a brooch? A chain?
He has a chain that says Scat?
Oh, it's very big.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Very okay. Diamondy. All right. Here's Dominic Foxworth on, like, look, you knew what you were drafting when you drafted this man.
When I'm talking about situations in football and outside of football is that you are making trade-offs. You like Cam Scataboo, right? You like the way Cam Scataboo runs. Right. You like the way Cam Scataboo acts. You know what Cam Scataboo is going to do when he's injured? He's going to go to a WWE.
Yes, that's
all
true.
You people was all hype about Cam Scataboo before, acting like he's going to suddenly turn into, like, a homebody who's quiet because his foot hurt is absurd. Like, this man is he's a little bit out there, and that's part of the reason why you like him. He's going to put a grill in his mouth and push some wrestlers. That's fine.
I'm not surprised at all.
Well put.
I'm not surprised at all. I just think he's dumb as hell for doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not surprised that he's out there doing that. I think he's dumb as hell.
You typically, when they are going to bring an athlete or somebody like that, it's going to be involved in the show, they will kind of go through a walkthrough of those things because nobody wants him to come on there and get hurt.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, the way that dude gave him a forearm shiver in his chest. I don't think he meant to hit him that hard.
Are you talking about Scat pushing the wrestler now? Because he pushed JD McDonagh down on his ass.
Okay, now that was really fake. But I'm talking about
what. But he came back.
I'm pretty sure that was that. But did you see how that dude came through with that forearm and he hit Scat in the chest? I was like,
You guys went.
Cameron.
When you guys, it was Monday Night Raw, right?
It was Monday Night Raw.
Who were the wrestlers?
Dude, it was so long ago.
You don't know.
It was so long ago. But it was so much fun. This is why it was fun. It was the last game of the season. I remember we played the Colts, and we had got eliminated by the time we got back to Miami. And so everybody comes over to my house, and like Wes Welker, everybody, we get a limo, straight big old limo, and we go down to American Airlines Arena. Go down there. They open, set it out. Just everything was first class. And I'll never forget this. We're going back. Wes and Jason Rader, they were like, hey, we'll be back. We met some girls. Whatever, whatever. Their car was parked outside my house for 2 weeks. 2 damn weeks. Wes's car was parked outside my house for 2 damn weeks.
This is where the driveway stuff starts.
Yeah.
That's why you don't let anybody park in the driveway.
2 damn weeks. And then Wes comes.
Wes Welker messed it up for all of us.
Wes Welker comes back with the same clothes he had on 2 damn weeks ago.
What?
Yes.
He was just missing for two weeks.
Dude. I'm like, whatever. We've been hanging out on the beaches. Like him and Raider. 2 damn weeks.
Wow. Life before cell phones.
Yeah, man.
No
were attached
kidding.
To the
two
hip,
damn
man.
Weeks, man.
When you actually got to get some privacy.
Yeah, it was pretty damn funny.
I bet those 2 weeks that they spent are two of the best weeks that any people have ever had in their lives.
Dude, I remember them dudes trying to get me to go backpacking with them through Germany one off season. I was like, what the hell is backpacking?
Well, that sounds awesome, actually.
It does.
I never heard it until they were like, yeah, we're going backpacking this off season. I was like, what the hell is backpacking?
You put a pack on?
When they told me.
Yeah.
And I said, through Germany. I was like, doing what?
Hiking.
Did they sleep in hostels and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're really
nice. Talking about all that stuff. I'm like, no, I'm cool. I stay in hotels. I don't stay in hostels. I stay in hotels.
This sounds awesome. I like to backpack through somewhere.
From Cameron Scataboo attending Monday Night Raw, here's another story about somebody being or not being in a place where they should or should not be. I don't know why everybody's kind of losing their minds over this one. I kind of get it. So Bill Belichick was spotted at his girlfriend Jordan's adult cheerleading competition.
Hold on, what?
So there are.
You
so
heard of this story?
I've seen this. So I've seen this because Olivia was in cheerleading for a couple years. So when you go to these cheer competitions,
did you get your wish?
What?
She's done.
Yeah. Okay. I think she's going to be. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I mean, we're moving right into winter softball stuff right now. Like, so during these competitions, there are adult performers and adult teams. And they're in their 20s, you know, but they're still physically fit. They're athletic.
Yeah, but those are adults.
Well, so is Jordan.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying. Those are adults.
No.
Yeah. So she is on
the team.
They're not associated with the team.
You're not.
They're like grown. They have a grown.
Not, yeah.
They have
he's not competing.
Ass, they have a grown ass cheer club.
Right.
Yeah. For adults. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying because like the people that are cheering for the Falcons are adults also.
Yeah.
But those they're cheering for the Falcons.
They're cheering for the Falcons.
Right.
So Jordan Hudson is a member of a team called Code Black. They just performed on Sunday.
They don't cheer for no team.
Huh?
They don't cheer for no team.
No, it's competition cheerleading.
they're just cheering.
Look, competitive cheerleading and sideline cheerleading, two completely different things.
I agree with that.
Okay. I don't know the difference.
It's questionable where the other one is.
Okay.
So Jordan competes on a team and Bill just went to go watch her.
What's wrong with that?
I have nothing. I have no idea why people are losing their minds. Is it more about the adult cheerleading because you just didn't know it existed?
I'm more on the adult cheerleading because I didn't know it existed.
Yeah. I mean, but there's adult everything as long as you're in shape or fit to do it. There's adult baseball. There's adult football.
And there's nothing funnier in the world than that.
Yeah.
I don't care.
If I had a high-profile wife or girlfriend.
I understand the love that you want to play sports, and I believe you should. But it's funny as hell to me to watch grown-ass men in their 40s sliding headfirst into damn baseball.
But it's so much fun,
and
man.
Playing football with pads on and in the rec league with knee straps on. It's just funny to
but
me.
But we all can – and I don't think I'm on an island on this one. Maybe I am. You guys tell me. We can all agree that Bill Belichick, like 8-time Super Bowl champion Bill Belichick,
right.
Going to an adult cheerleading competition to watch
his lady
perform in it,
yes.
Is amusing.
It is kind of funny,
amusing.
I understand why he's doing it.
That's a funny thing to do.
He's going to support a lady.
Yeah. Well, right, but not. It's what she's doing that makes it amusing. And the fact that it's him, and if you see the picture, you need to find it.
Okay.
He's wearing a hoodie.
No.
Yes, he is.
No.
Yes, he is. The hoodie is in the building to watch the adult cheerleading competition.
But see, it's not an
that's
it's
funny.
A cheer competition. She's in the adult division.
Just stop saying it like that. Maybe you need to call it something else.
Because it's not like
also,
on the marquee.
You need to see her
when you say,
in the same outfit as all the other
when
adults.
When you say cheer competition, I'm thinking babies. I'm thinking
but
babies.
But they're there too.
No,
on the marquee outside, it doesn't say adult cheer competition.
No, Bill,
it just says cheer
with
competition.
The gray hoodie on.
The gray hoodie.
And then she is in her
there she is in the matching outfit with all the other adults.
And they have dudes in it too, huh?
Of course they do. Somebody's got to lift them
up. If you show
up.
Me a picture of him carrying her bag and her cup, then we got a problem.
If Bill walks around with her Stanley Cup and her bag on his shoulder, I would never, ever.
Which may or may not have happened. That's what we need pictures of. Him sitting there in a hoodie, that's not.
Seems like a reasonable
hold on.
Next step.
They got the video of her.
Yeah.
Have you seen the extra video?
Uh-huh. I've seen all of it. Because I saw this story this morning and thought it was fake. And then when I found out it was real, I spent 15 minutes reading about it because that's funny to me.
When do they practice?
Probably Tuesdays and Thursdays. Just like
and where? They got to wait till church choir practice is over.
No, man, they practice in
and then
gyms,
they get the fellowship
just like the youngsters do.
Oh, man.
Absolutely hilarious.
If there's any adult cheerleaders, we're just playing. Not really.
No, it's not about you.
No.
It's about them.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that it's Bill Belichick going to one is what makes it so funny.
I support everybody chasing
dreams.
But he
dreams. Should be supporting
his woman. And staying healthy.
Of course he should support his lady, but I'm allowed to think it's funny.
Yeah, this don't get hurt.
100%.
And I do.
Don't be.
There are people out there, what is he doing at this cheer competition?
Oh, yeah,
what do you mean, what is he?
Weirdos.
Is he supposed to be looking at tape from getting your butt kicked?
It's kind of funny what his life has become.
Yes, it is.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
He's turned in the world's best boyfriend.
He's a great boyfriend. He's a great boyfriend.
I would love. Now, that would take me out right there. If they ever did like a sit down with her and she said, tell us about Bill. And she said, he's a great boyfriend.
He's a really good boyfriend.
That would take me out.
Supportive.
That would take me out. He's really supportive. Oh, he's nothing like he is with the kids. He's very into stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what do you got Bill into? Well, you know, now he's
beach yoga.
Yeah,
adult,
he's doing yoga.
Adult gymnastics.
He is
adult cheer.
He's doing jazzercise with me. You know, something like that, man. Just
greatest football coach ever.
And his
this is what he's up to.
Is now doing human being things.
But you hey man, you gotta support your lady, dog. There's stuff that I don't want to do with my lady like do.
Oh, sure.
But I do it.
Sure.
Because that's my lady. That's my woman.
Something about it is less
I'm
funny
sure he goes to her Girl Scout meetings
yeah.
and everything.
Yeah. I went to the skincare convention.
You did?
Now I sat at the I was like at a different bar than but I went and supported her. She said, baby, I'm going down to Miami. Can we go to, for skincare? I was like, yeah, I'll go with you, baby.
There you go.
Yeah.
Great.
I went and helped her set up and everything, Bunk.
And I got going.
Phenomenal.
Tomorrow, guys, join Dukes and Bell for a special broadcast brought to you by Miller Lite from Zucca Pizza in Smyrna. They'll be there tomorrow, getting you ready for Thursday night football game while enjoying Miller Lite special. Dukes and Bell tomorrow, 2 to 6 at Zucca Pizza in Smyrna.
That's the ultimate argument for it being undefeated, too, by the way. That man standing there at an adult cheerleading competition at his age with the amount of money that he has.
And now you know she a cheerleader and flexible.
Defeated.
She'd have Bill.
All-time world champ.
Breaking his back.
All right. We'll come back with the big story of the day. See, we found a way to have a little fun. We're going to ruin it next and tell you about Michael Penix. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.